Today's story is The Story of the Three Wise Kings, retold and illustrated by Tomi Di Paola. Long ago in the East, in lands far from one another, there lived three kings, Melchior of Arabia, Gaspar of Tarsus, and Balthazar of Saba. These wise men studied the stars. Each night they looked at the sky and wrote down where the stars were, where they had come from, and where they were going. One night, a star they had never seen before appeared in the sky. Each of the kings consulted his books and found that this new star was the sign that a great king was about to be born. So each king, not knowing about the others, set out to follow the star, to find the child king, and to honor him. And each carried with him a gift. Melchior took gold, Gaspar frankincense, and Balthazar myrrh. After many days and nights, the three wise kings met. They found that they were all following the same star, so they continued their journey together. But as they came near to Jerusalem, they lost sight of the star, and they didn't know which way to go. "Let us ask at the palace of King Herod," one of them said. "Surely Herod will know of the birth of another great king." "Where is he that has been born to be king of the Jews?" they asked. "We have seen his star in the east, and we have come to honor him." Now Herod, who was an evil man, was disturbed when he heard this. He wished to be the only king in that land. He went to his chief priests and learned men and asked them where this child would be born. "It has been written, 'At Bethlehem in Judah,'" they told him. Herod sent for the three kings. "Go to Bethlehem and find out all about the child king," he said. "And when you have found him, come back and tell me so that I may worship him too." The three wise kings set out for Bethlehem, not knowing that Herod wanted to destroy the newborn baby. And there in the sky once again was the star. They followed it until it stopped over the place where the child was born. Like a flame of fire, that star pointed out God, the King of Kings. And going into the place, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling down on their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasures and offered the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. That night, as the kings slept, they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, for he wished to destroy the child. So the three kings, to keep Herod from finding the child, returned to their countries by a different way. Matthew tells us that wise men went to Bethlehem to honor the child who would become king of the Jews. Matthew doesn't give them names, and he doesn't say how many they were. He only mentioned that they followed a star from the east. Over the centuries, details were added. They were transformed into three kings, and the number was determined because of the three gifts. By the 8th century, each of the kings had a name and an area from which he came in a physical description. Melchior of Arabia was depicted as an old man, Gaspar of Tarsus as young, and Balthazar of Saba was shown as middle-aged. The Feast of the Three Kings, called the Feast of the Epiphany, is celebrated on January 6, 12 days after Christmas. In some countries, this is a day on which gifts are given. Ultimately, the best gift was given to us by God. So thank him for the gift of our Savior. Amen.